Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Batt.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave. I don't know if you've noticed, Batland, but I think that this year there's been more insects than usual, not just cicadas. Does anyone else think that's true?
I can hear them outside.
Oh, that's the crickets.
The crickets.
Oh, they're the nighttime ones. They come in it for the night, don't they? I've seen lots of those, and we call them katydids, the little green grasshoppers on my dahlia flowers. And lots of bees.
And bumblebees.
Yeah, bees and bumblebees. Lots of lace wings. Oh, and lots of stick insects. Oh my gosh, the number of stick insects I've pulled off myself recently is kind of crazy.
A stick insect? What's that?
Well, it's kind of like what it sounds like. It's an insect that looks like a stick. Who's seen a stick insect before? Yeah, they're pretty cool, aren't they? They look just like sticks, and it's kind of like a disguise.
Why would you want to disguise yourself as a stick? Somebody might pick you up and throw you to a dog.
Yeah, well, they're a little bit smaller than a dog throwing stick, actually, Batlam. They sort of just look like little twigs on trees.
Ah, they're hiding.
Yeah, they're hiding from the animals who like to eat them.
Oh, who eats stick insects?
Birds?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Birdies. Maybe other insects? Spiders? Actually, I rescued a stick insect out of a spider web one morning.
Oh, I'm going to have a look and see if I can see a stick insect.
Yeah, there you go. The world's a remarkable place. But all of these insects made me think about an Aesop fable, which some of you might have heard Aesop fables before. We have shared, I know we shared Hare and Tortoise.
Hare and Tortoise? Is that the one about the racy rabbit?
Yeah, that's the one. I called Hare Racy Rabbit because we don't have that many hares on the North Island of New Zealand. So I thought a racy rabbit might be kind of make a better picture than a hare. So, but I thought of another one with insects. So this is one where you're all going to have to think.
Oh, thinking in this heat.
I know, because it's told as a teaching story, Aesop Fables. Aesop was a very interesting person. He was a slave, and when you're a slave, You don't get any freedoms and no freedom of speech either. So he used to tell stories as a way of kind of getting his point of view across and kind of making a comment about things he thought wasn't very fair.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, you can be pretty clever about how you use stories. So, but I thought we'd take it beyond it being sort of like a teaching parable and we'd come up with our own idea.
Oh, this is very intriguing.
All right. It is, isn't it?
I'm going to go over here and start thinking now.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, Batlam. Wow.
Quite a lot of thinking.
That's a lot of thinking that's going on by Batlam. All right, so there's two insect characters in this story. There's an ant. I'm going to be the ant. And Pete's going to be the other insect. He's going to be the grasshopper. What kind of voice are you going to have for the grasshopper, Pete?
I'm going to have this voice.
That voice?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to choose a voice to be an ant.
I suppose it might be a little voice like this.
Do you think that would be a good ant voice?
A little voice like that?
Yeah. How does your grasshopper voice go again?
Goes like this.
It sounds a bit jumpy, doesn't it? That's right. Pete's usually just in the music, but we thought this would be fun. Tonight, Pete is playing a star role as a grasshopper. Once upon a time, there were two friends, an ant
and a grasshopper.
That's right. The ant was very hardworking.
Hello, I'm an ant and I'm really hardworking. I work all with all my brothers and sisters, and we're always like picking things up and carrying them here and there and everywhere. We're always taking them all back to our ant nest because you know what, you can never have too much food.
It was a little bit different for Grasshopper. Grasshopper had other priorities. What did you like doing, Grasshopper?
I love sitting around and playing my guitar.
Grasshopper liked to play and sing on his guitar. One day, Grasshopper said to Ant,
"What are you doing?"
I'm working. It's very important. I've got to get all this food back to the nest.
Why don't you just come here and sit around and just play music?
Well, I don't think my brothers and sisters would like that very much because they're all working really hard. And if I just sat down, I don't know if that'd be very fair. So I'll just have to keep carrying this very heavy thing.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, you know, you got to get ready for winter. Have you got yourself prepared for winter?
Ah, winter schminter.
I hope you're not going on one of those horrible environmentally destructive tours, Grasshopper.
Am I going on a cruise?
I don't think so. That's not a very good idea. You should prepare food as well so you've got something to eat in winter, because when it's winter, it'll be cold and there won't be much food around.
I'm playing my guitar. I haven't got time for that.
Yeah. Grasshopper was not really into doing the hard schlepping. But you know what? The days turned into weeks, and the weeks turned into months. And before you knew it, the days started to get shorter. You might have already noticed that. It's a bit dark early in the morning. It's a bit darker in the evening. And that makes the nights a bit longer. Certainly hasn't got any cooler yet, I don't think.
It's coming, though.
But it's coming. And summer turned into autumn, and autumn turned into winter.
Winter. It's getting cold with my guitar.
Yeah. Now, little Ant and all her big fun, though, well, they were okay, because in their ant nest under the ground, they had collected lots of kai. They had big piles of seed and little crumbs, bits of donuts, sandwiches, sugary things that people leave lying around. They had collected it all, so they had plenty to eat, and they were nice and warm, but out in the long grass, Grasshopper was
so cold.
Feeling very cold. So cold that it was getting hard to play music on his guitar. And he was the skinniest.
I'm hungry.
He's hungry. This is a great role for you, Pete. And he was getting and turning into the skinniest grasshopper you've ever seen. Because he didn't have any food to eat. But he knew that down below the ground was his friend Ant with lots of food.
Yeah, my good friend.
Yeah. Now, the question is, how should this story end? Oh, has anyone got any ideas? Will Grasshopper just starve? Will Grasshopper have to eat his guitar?
Bit chewy.
Yeah. Oh. Will Ant and her family just spend the whole of winter chowing down on all that food, watching Netflix?
Yeah.
Might, yeah. All right, I wonder if anyone has got an idea how they think this story should end. Now, okay, well, we'll go one at a time, eh? So, here we go. All right, Ella, how do you think the story should end?
Yeah, my idea is, I think he might try and find Ant and ask her for where she got her all her food.
Do you think Grasshopper might ask Ant to share? Do you think Ant will share?
I think he won't.
Okay.
Oh, why do you think that, I wonder?
He didn't listen, so he doesn't do that.
Oh, I see. Grasshopper was told. Yeah. Grasshopper didn't listen.
Silly Grasshopper.
And
he didn't do it.
That's right, and this is the consequence of not listening.
Consequences.
Being very hungry. Wonder how hungry we would let someone get as a consequence. Yeah, okay, oh, that's, thank you, Maya, thanks for that. Who else thinks they might have an idea about how the story should end? So what do you think should happen in this story, Greta?
I think Lex
pulled
a big letter underneath it with a blanket.
A blanket?
Oh, blanket. Oh, and what put put lots of food on the blanket? Or do you think Grasshopper should just get under the blanket so he's not so cold?
Let us put cookies on it. It means cookies on the blanket.
Oh, cookies on the blanket.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure those ants have some cookie crumbs down underneath
like
the earth. So you think Ant should share her food that she worked hard to store and save with Grasshopper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, okay. Rika, what do you think?
I think that the ant would share with the grasshopper.
Okay. And I wonder why you think that.
I don't know.
I know.
Dad.
Dad knows.
Adam.
I'm sure they love to listen to music, and they're too busy to do music, so they have other artists, and so they can just share some food for a song.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we just sung that song about the cicada, didn't we?
We did.
That's all she did was play her drum, high, low, fast, slow, and hey, she saved the world. So maybe there's different kinds of work we do, you know? Yeah, they're not all exactly the same, but maybe they're all valuable. Okay. What do you think, Frankie?
I think that ants should share with Grasshopper.
Okay, and why do you think that should happen?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but you just feel in yourself that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah.
If you had a friend and they were really hungry and cold and you had heaps of food, you would share it with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Even though you'd given them some good advice earlier on and they didn't take it. Yeah, as Maya point out, you know, I mean, Grasshopper was kind of told about what was going to happen.
Mm.
Maybe it was Grasshopper's first winter. Grasshopper didn't really understand what winter was.
Maybe, that's it.
Okay, all right, I'm going to try and take all your ideas and we're going to try and make a different ending to the Aesop fable. All right, we're going to do an update on it.
Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
All good stories need, you know, reworking every now and then. So poor Grasshopper was so hungry and so cold. And so, taking his guitar, he went over and knocked on the door of that big ant hill where Ant lived with her big whānau. And little Ant came and opened the door and said,
Hi there, Grasshopper. Well, it's really good to see you.
I'm hungry and cold.
You have to come inside. Can you squeeze in through this little hole?
Okay.
And Grasshopper squeezed. And got inside the anthill. And little ant said, you know, I'm really glad to see you because it's really boring and long winter. And we can't go outside. It's too cold. And, we're pretty sick of playing noughts and crosses, and that was the only game we had, and it would be really good to have some music and some singing.
That's lucky. I can do music.
Oh, well, come on in. You can do the singing and music, and we've got plenty of food to share.
And so that's what happened. Grasshopper spent the winter with the ant family, and there was lots of music and singing which made the days go faster, and there was plenty of food for everyone to share. And you know what? Next spring and summer, not only did Grasshopper play and sing his guitar, which was quite a nice way to actually pass time when you're doing hard work, he helped the ants. Yeah,
I got really helpful.
That's right, and they had all the things that you need together. Good food, good company, and good music. And they lived happily ever after. Hey!
Hey, I like that ending.
I like that ending as well.
I don't think I'd fit in an ant house.
No, you're quite big. They might be. You would be nice and warm, though, for all the animals that might be cold in winter. They could snuggle up with you, Bat Lamb.
That's true. Yeah. I like it when people, you know, find a way that's that way everybody's happy.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? If that was sort of like everybody's kind of mission in the world, to try and make a world where, you know, everybody kind of could get a little bit of what they needed. That would be great, wouldn't it?
What a great
Yeah,
song.
And imagine a world without singing and music.
Pretty boring.
We wouldn't
pretty
want a world boring. Like that, would we?
No.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.